Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. The bus schedules for Kent, Connecticut for Housatonic Valley Regional High School. If there's school, buses will run as follows. The Oliver Wolcott Technical School bus will be normal. The Housatonic Bus 19 South Kent will run as usually and then turn around at Saddle Ridge to head back to Kent Center School to meet Bus 17. One bus will then proceed from Kent Center and pick up students along Route 7 North to the high school. Kent Center Bus 19 South Kent so far is the only route affected. It'll pick up the South Common students at Route 341 side of Patco at 7:40. It'll then proceed to Saddle Ridge, turn around, and proceed as normal. Time should be within minutes of the bus being on time. If you have any questions, contact the Lakeville Office of All-Star Transportation, 860-435-0352. And now for something completely different. Each year, the Columbia County Office for Aging honors a senior citizen for outstanding volunteer service to the people of the town. Some years ago, Nancy Bryant, who was then Ancrum resident, was honored by the county. The nomination need not come from the board. If you are aware of someone in town worthy of the honor, let them know so they can provide you with an application. Applications are due at OFA by February 28th. The criteria must be a town resident at least 60 years old, providing unpaid volunteer service to neighbors, community organizations, and more. A history of community involvement in organizations such as a fire company, church groups, etc. Reputation of dedication and reliability. Someone who makes a difference in the lives of others and may be currently or formerly active. You can pick up applications at the town clerk's office. Out of Hartford, Connecticut, the state Supreme Court has overturned a far-reaching Superior Court ruling that found how the state funds public education violated the Connecticut Constitution. Led by Chief Justice Chase T. Rogers, a four-member majority determined a coalition of municipalities, parents, students, and education groups failed to demonstrate that achievement gaps between poorer and wealthier school districts constitute proof that the Constitution's equal protection provisions had been violated. Prison officials say Governor John Rowland has been transferred from a federal prison to a halfway house to finish his sentence for his campaign fraud, conspiracy, and obstruction of justice charges. He was expected to be released May 27th, nearly a year early from his 30-month sentence. The public invited to share in a free community dinner at the Millerton Presbyterian Church. That'll be held on Friday from 6 until 7 p.m. In addition to the meal, there'll be an opportunity to shop for free household items and clothing for the family. The dinner made possible through a grant from the Northeast Dutchess Fund, a fund of the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation. January 19th in Great Barrington, W.E.B. Du Bois 150th Festival kickoff, an evening of drama retelling the life of Dr. W.E.B. Du Bois, plus community dialogue to kick off the 150th birthday celebration of Great Barrington's native son. That's at 6 p.m. The Cornwall Board of Education will conduct a session called Future Educational Opportunities for Cornwall Students on January 19th from 6:30 till 9 p.m. in the school gym. The program, spurred by the issue of declining enrollment and its causes, will be facilitated by Jonathan Costa of EdAdvance. Cornwall Consolidated School student population is about 75 in kindergarten through 8th grade. According to the organizers, this structured appraisal session is an opportunity for residents and taxpayers to comment to find areas of agreement regarding the current status and potential future of Cornwall students. Now, on the 19th, Friday at Dewey Hall, a concert by award-winning Swedish quintet Jarez, who play extroverted, vigorous, and heartfelt folk music with influences from both jazz and pop, at Dewey Hall in Sheffield at 7:30. Laura Bradford, a.k.a. Elizabeth Lynn Casey, is coming to the Dover Plains Library on Saturday, January 20th at 11 a.m. A sign-up is recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. 845-832-6605 to sign up. There'll be a question-and-answer session as well. January 20th in Chatham, the Chatham Library, writer David Black will screen and discuss an episode of Law and Order entitled Life Choice, dating from the first season of the long-running series. It follows an investigation of a lethal bombing and stars Michael Moriarty and Chris North. A reception will follow at 3:30. Cornwall Library's winter film series, which is presented by the Friends of the Cornwall Library, a suggested donation of $5 per film. All films are shown at 4 p.m. Film offerings coming up on January 20th, State of the Union. A presentation, Era of Elegance, the Legacy of the Livingstons in Claremont, will take place on Saturday at 4 p.m. at the Scoville Memorial Library on Main Street. Jeff Brown, curator at the Claremont State Historic Site in Germantown, will be the lecturer.
You Mean Your Fire Company will sponsor its monthly all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast on Sunday from 7:30 to 11 at the Firehouse on Mechanic Street. The menu includes pancakes, French toast, omelets, eggs, toast, hash browns, bacon, sausage, and beverages. The Salisbury Forum will present a documentary, A Plastic Ocean, which explores the issues of how plastics are in our oceans and how it affects the marine ecosystems and human health. It's a joint cooperation with the Filmworks Forum on January 21st, Sunday, at 11:30 at the Movie House on Main Street in Millerton. Admission is free. Meanwhile, January 21st, Noble Horizons presents U.S. District Court Judge William Kuntz and former 17-year ACLU president, author, and law professor Nadine Strossen discussing Strossen's new book, Hate, Why We Should Resist It with Free Speech, Not Censorship, at 2 p.m. And on Sunday in Claverick at the Claverick Library, Developing Diversity and Landscape, Heather Grimes will show how to design a garden that will create an ecologically rich environment and restore degraded woodlands and meadow habitats for wild species. That's at 3 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlake and interlakeninn.com and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 322.79 to 26,115.65. The NASDAQ at 7,298.28 and the S&P 500 at 2,802.56. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.